This is Bring Kayfabe Radio, best wrestling podcast in the world. I'm your host, Chris Guardino, at ChrisG573, the sound that runs the pound. SRG's Rock Newman, coming to you from the Pete Castelli Studios in Queens, New York, the very alive and well New York City. The fuck is up, y'all? What's up? All right. This is the best wrestling podcast in the world. Okay? I keep telling you. Nobody's listening. You idiots.
Swig iced coffee for the working man.
New record, bro. 40 seconds. Thirsty. Okay, so Raw was last night. SmackDown was last Friday. All Out was on Saturday. Payback was on Sunday. NXT and Dynamite are tomorrow. There's a lot of wrestling. That's just two motherfucking companies. There's also Impact, which is better these days. Much better. I don't know. Some guys tell me it's the best show in the world. I believe you. Okay, how about that? But last night was Raw. It was Raw. Raw was on last night. SmackDown was on Friday. Payback. Payback was actually pretty solid. And AEW All Out, I didn't watch it. You know I didn't watch it, but I watched a lot of YouTube clips, Instagram clips. Excuse me, it's 2020. But today, I'm going to talk some big picture stuff. I'm going to talk about WWE for the most part. Now, guys, if I wanted, I could come on here every single week and just spend 3 hours absolutely destroying WWE television, because that's not hard to do. There are so many flaws. There are so many glaring inconsistencies. I think I said that word right. Just misuse of talent. I mean, you could do it every day. It just doesn't change, okay? I could come on here and talk about just how terrible and abrupt breaking up the Iconics were. How that made no sense. How just two handicap matches against Nia and Shayna make the Riot Squad look like dopes. How stupid it was to put Keith Lee in another match with Randy Orton and make it look like he was going to use a guy with fucking tons of momentum. Tons of momentum. I'll talk about that in a little bit. I think the guy should have won and beat Drew McIntyre. But that's a little crazy. I know that's a little crazy. I could talk about that. I could talk about how awful Retribution is. Just awful. And I will, because that deserves to be talked about. I could talk about how Raw Underground just is not doing it for me. It's not terrible. It's not god-awful, but it's just not doing anything. It's the same thing every week. It's literally the same thing. I could talk about that. I could talk about how bad the promos are, how they stand really weird to the side from the television. They say things that don't make human sense. I could talk about how Buddy Murphy being with Seth Rollins for 8 months has done absolutely nothing for him. Nothing. I could talk about all that. I could talk about Baron Corbin. I could talk about how Matt Riddle was hot for a second, and now he's like just this cartoon character, just floating, just like everybody else, just floating. I could talk about all of it. Inconsistency in the storylines, repetitive finishes. I could do it. But what's the fucking point, man? There is no point. Because it's not going to change. It's only going to get worse. We all know why it's so bad. It's Vince. It's Vince McMahon. We all know it. We all hear it. Dean Ambrose has said it anytime there's a microphone in front of him. God bless him. God bless him. John Moxley, excuse me. It's just, there's nothing you can do. Like, these shows are so obviously just written on the fly. Because, like, there's things that just don't make sense. The shows feel sometimes just so sloppy and thrown together. And, like, it's crazy, man, because SmackDown was terrible for, like, 2 months. Just unwatchable. And Raw was pretty good. And now it's flipped. Raw is, and not all of it, obviously, but, like, just Raw's bad, and like SmackDown's pretty solid. It's like they only have enough brain power to do to like 2 to 3 good things at a time, for real, and then everything else is just garbage in the middle. So yeah, what's the point, man? Vince ain't going anywhere, okay? And, you know, not to, I don't know, the guy might be a monster. He might not. He probably is. He's probably a fucking son of a bitch. But whatever. I'm telling you now, though. I mean, some of you might think this is right now. But there's going to be a point 4 or 5 years from now when WWE is just unwatchable. Unwatchable. Because Vince will be 80, 81 years old. He'll still be in charge. He'll have no fucking idea what he's doing. And no one will be able to do anything about it. I don't know how corporations work. Maybe they could fucking do a mutiny or something. I don't think so. I don't think that's the technical stock term.
Swig of iced coffee for the working man. What?
It's definitely not a technical term. But yeah, that's going to happen. Because just so much. There's just, I do so much eye rolling. And I love WWE, okay? I say it all the time. I love the talent. I just love all the motherfuckers who work there. I love Seth Rollins, okay? I love him. I'll fist fight you. So I'm going to just try and be positive. I mean, you know what's bad, man. You guys all know. I come on and I talk about it every week, and I just feel like there's no point. I could talk about how Andrade is just fucking plummeted to the earth. He's worthless now. Not for real, but like, I was like, oh man, this guy could be WWE champion. He's just a fucking dope. A dope who loses to the Street Profits. Shinsuke and Cesaro show up for no fucking reason. I don't even care anymore. I'm like, oh, whatever. Just show up. I don't give a fuck. There's just so much. There's so much. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to focus on the positives, okay? I'm just so professional.
Swig of iced coffee for the working man.
Let's try that in somebody else's voice. I don't know. Let's see.
Swig of iced coffee for the working man. Yeah. Sean, dancing around like a little girl. Sean, swig of iced coffee for the working man. Because I am a working man. I'm a Canadian working man.
Boy, this is a mess, huh? Okay, good. Positivity. Roman Reigns. Mwah! Beautiful. Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman together. Now, I said this last week. Not the ideal way I would have turned Roman Reigns heel. Not the ideal way I would have paired him. Okay, that's enough now. Like, off. Off phone. Piece of shit. My phone broke again. So now I'm using like my old phone, which is also broken. Anyway, not the ideal way I would have paired them. Not the ideal way I would have turned Roman Reigns heel. But here we are, and I fucking love it. I love it. SmackDown needed this. Bray Wyatt will be fine, bro. He fucking loses all the time. I don't even care anymore. He's never, ever just going to be someone who just wins all the time. I don't give a shit. It's been 7 years. I'm fucking over it. I really am. Roman Reigns is a stud superhero, super villain now. And I'll tell you why this heel turn makes sense. Roman Reigns just didn't completely change who he is. He's basically the same guy. He's just a little nastier. And he's telling the fucking truth. That's why Roman Reigns' heel turn was so anticipated for so many years. Just because it makes so much sense. The pieces are right there in front of you. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to behold. And now we finally have it. And yeah, some people are bitching. They always bitch. And I don't care. I'm not listening anymore. So all of a sudden now, SmackDown was awful. And now all of a sudden we have a heel Roman Reigns. And apparently Brock Lesnar is a real life free agent, not with WWE. Yeah, okay. We'll see. Roman Reigns, evil heel, cutting good promos next to Paul Heyman. Love it. He better take that shirt off, dude. He didn't take it off of Payback. I was pissed. I almost asked for my money back from Payback because I wanted to see them Samoan Abs beefcake. That, we have Bray Wyatt still doing his thing. Looks like he's going to team up with Alexa Bliss. Again, just no subtlety. Like, Alexa, you've got a braid like the Fiend. The Fiend also has braids. Just fucking, oh my, like you think I'm stupid. Right? WWE, you think I'm fucking stupid. Anyway, but that could be very interesting. And Braun Strowman is a big monster again who doesn't win matches. But whatever, you know, I'll take it. So anyway, loved it. Love Roman Reigns being heel. Him and Paul Heyman came out on Friday and just cut an awesome promo. Roman cut a good promo, okay? Because Roman's good. Yeah, he's not The Rock. And that's the rumor. He might fight The Rock at WrestleMania. I've been hearing that rumor for 5 years now, so I'll believe it when I see it. Just awesome. Really, not like really, really good. Just so happy to see it. Now, they had a Fatal 4-Way number one contender match for Roman's Universal Championship. Let me talk about Payback real quick. I'm sorry. So basically, it's a triple threat match. Strowman and Bray Wyatt, Fiend, these two big boys work their ass off. Then Roman basically pulls a Brock, just shows up at the end of the match with a chair, gets a couple moves in, pins him, which was fine. I would have liked them to brawl a little more chaotic win there. It fell a little flat, but solid thumbs up. Nothing to complain about. Anyway, Fatal 4-Way match on SmackDown. I think it was Sheamus, Matt Riddle, fucking Dick Corbin, and I don't know, somebody else. But anyway, Sheamus. Big E gets beat up by Sheamus because Sheamus is a dick in his stupid dickhead hat. So, I don't know which Uso. I think it's Jay. Was just hanging out backstage. He's like, yeah, what's up, Roman? What's up, man? Roman's like, ah, fuck you. Anyway, Jay gets the spot in the match. Once he was in the match, you knew he was going to win the match. Wins the match. He's the number one contender at Clash of Champions. The Gold Rush! I don't know why we need taglines for every pay-per-view, but we got them. Yeah, wow, that's three in a row, right? Extreme Rules, the horror show. SummerSlam, you'll never see it coming. Clash of Champions, the Gold Rush. What the fuck, man? Just give me sense. I don't need buzzwords. I don't need fucking television screens in the background. Just give me sense. Anyway, so yeah, Jey Uso wins. He's going to face Roman Reigns at Clash of Champions. Perfect booking. Perfect. Number one, it's a fresh matchup we have absolutely never seen before. We've never seen Jey Uso in this position, who is very good, by the way. Great wrestler. Can talk. Can, like, really talk. Heel Roman Reigns. Heel Roman Reigns is going to beat the shit out of him, get more heat. You know, every time anything happens, people are like, oh, the bloodline, Roman and the Usos. And I was like, dude, there's a way better chance he just beats the shit out of the Usos to get heat. Like, Roman Reigns is bigger than all that, man. He's not Brock Lesnar, but he's that kind of guy. He doesn't need a stable. He doesn't need, well, maybe at some point, but not right now. He doesn't need a stable. He doesn't need to be the fucking leader of retribution. Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman is all you need. Roman is all about business, son. It's all about making that money. What does it say? Show up, win, leave. Or some shit like that. One of his t-shirts. Swing ass dive. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who can I do now?
Swing ass cop.
No. What the fuck was that?
Swig of iced coffee for the working.
I can't. Hold on a second. I can do wrestling impressions. No one's popping in my head right now.
Swig ass coffee for the working man.
Whatever. He's my go-to. Yeah, perfect booking. And, you know, I know that's not exactly a marquee main event, Roman Jey Uso, because Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton's going to main event, so you don't need it. And Randy's probably going to win the belt. So there's your big moment. So it's great. Perfect. Perfect. Mwah. Do something fun, okay? So happy Roman's back with them big teeth and them big biceps. There'll always be the haters, but, I mean, you're not going to win those people over, man. Just like people who think QAnon is real. Like, they're gone. Their brain doesn't work. Doesn't matter how much evidence you put in front of their face. Doesn't matter how many good matches Roman Reigns has or fucking pretty good promos he cuts. He sucks in their mind, and that'll never change. So, well, sucks to be you, buddy, because he's going to main event the next 5 WrestleManias, bitch. So, yeah, that was good. another big, major development. So Bayley and Sasha lost their tag titles to Nia Jax and Shayna at the pay-per-view. Actually, very cool ending to that match. Made Shayna Baszler look like a beast. She had, I don't know, she had one of them in like a leg lock, I think Sasha, and then basically she had two, the both of them in a submission move at the same time, was using Bayley's arm to choke out Sasha, and I think Sasha tapped, something like that. So within a week or whatever it was, Sasha loses her Raw title and her tag titles. Nia Jax, I don't know what the fuck the deal with her is, dude. She was like, woo, yeah. I don't care. Anyway, it was a good match, though, and a cool ending. They have a rematch on SmackDown, lose, which of course they were gonna. And then it finally happened. It finally happened. Bayley turned on Sasha. And I know a lot of people were like, I thought it was going to be the other way around. If you're fucking smart like me and you've been watching wrestling for 60 years, you knew it was going to be Bayley turning on Sasha. It was a red herring, everybody. Remember a pup named Scooby-Doo? The guy named Red Herring, and every episode, Fred would be like, it was Red Herring! And it wasn't Red Herring, because a red herring is something that makes you think it's going to be this, and then it's a swerve, it's this. So it was very obvious, because Bayley was like, you, Sasha! So of course there's going to be Bayley, and that's a fresh take on it because we've seen heel Sasha, babyface Bayley. Now we do heel Bayley, babyface Sasha. Even though I don't like babyface Sasha, she's a natural heel, man. She is such a great, nasty, trash-talking B-I-T-C-H when she's a heel, but whatever. So Bayley beats the shit out of her. Kind of a goofy beatdown, but whatever. I don't want to bash this just because it's not what I had in my head, you know? And, like, I say that all the time. Like, when, I don't know, fucking pick something. Something happens, but it's not exactly what you wanted. You just, this stuff. Like, okay, when Otis won the Money in the Bank. Kind of a bad example because, in hindsight, this was just a god-awful decision. But people are like, oh, it should have been Aleister Black and fucking bring back Chris Benoit. Some fucking stupid shit people are always saying. That was a bad example, but what was I saying? So I don't want to do that with this because this is much sooner than I expected. Kind of just like the middle of the show, wasn't like the main event, which is fine, but I mean, it was good. I wasn't ready for it, personally. I wanted to see this go longer. But WWE just loves breaking people up. They lit, like, bro, they put tag teams together, and those tag teams immediately start fighting and, like, teasing a breakup. Not all the time, but, like, lately. But, you know, it's been a year, so I mean, I'm excited, but do they have the match at Clash of Champions? I think you hold it off, man. I feel like don't just do it now. I don't know. I feel like this is a main event to me. Maybe I'm higher on these two than other people, but like milk it, you know, like okay, let's say the turn was too soon. Maybe, maybe not. I think you could have a discussion there, but like I don't know. I don't want this to just happen at Clash of Champions and Sasha wins. I don't know. Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, like that's why it's so far away. Like, if you did it in November, Sasha could win the Rumble, and then that takes you to WrestleMania. Bayley's like a year and a half champion. There's nobody else on SmackDown anyway, dude. Sorry. Sonya's taking a break, my girl. But, yeah, so that was good. I rambled a little bit in there, but not exactly what I wanted. But I don't want to bash it just because it's not exactly what I wanted. So yeah, The Fiend lost the title, doesn't really seem to care, which I think is the best way to do it, because he refers to it as his favorite toy. That was one thing to me where it was like, I don't know why we switched the title to then just have The Fiend lose the title, unless we're setting up the revenge match for Bray Wyatt down the road, which could be it. Maybe I just discovered the answer just now. Wow. Long-term booking? Never! Yeah, he'll lose to Brock Lesnar. But so that's fine. They're very, very, very strongly teasing something with Alexa Bliss, which I said is cool, man. You put Alexa Bliss on the Firefly Funhouse, money. Money, my friend. Now let me get to the studs. The two stallions. The two horses. Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre. I mean, this is just two alphas going at it. Really not much more to say than that. I mean, great promos from Randy. Great promos from Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre has been a great WWE champion. It is a fucking travesty. There's not fans in the audience right now. He's been one of the best champions we've had in a long time. He just feels like that dude. Like, he can be funny. He can be serious. He's got the look. He's got the look, baby. So, you know, they were really playing up real hard. Oh, his jaw's fractured. Will he make it to Clash of Champions? Well, he showed up last night looking totally fine. His jaw worked. And he beat the shit out of Randy Orton a whole bunch. He hit him with, like, three claymores, so he, like, got his revenge. Little weird. They did the ambulance bit again, which they've done I don't know how many times now. I think Becky did it. Dean Ambrose definitely did it. Where you, like, go to the hospital and you come back in the ambulance. But the thing is, Drew went to the hospital, like, 2 weeks ago. So, in kayfabe, that means Drew McIntyre either stole an ambulance to drive into the Orlando Performance Center, or even worse, he went out and rented an ambulance and was like, I need this ambulance to really scare the crap out of Randy Orton. Oh, okay, dude, why don't you just get a gun? I don't see what an ambulance is. Ambulance means help. So a little, you know, it's just fucking, you know, Stone Cold drove some shit in 20 years ago, and now it's gonna drive in a bus. Like, if it makes sense, it makes sense, but like, Stone Cold would drive in shit to piss people off. Like, he'd piss off Vince, you know? He's driving in monster trucks and beer trucks and Zambonis. Like, that was to specifically piss off Vince McMahon. And he was like a trucker and shit like that. So, like, that made sense to piss off Vince. But when Drew's like, I'm gonna gently back in this ambulance, that'll show Randy Orton. Like, it just doesn't make perfect sense. But I don't want to complain because I love these two. get rid of the 24/7 title. Just end it. Please take it out behind the fucking shed and put two bullets in it. Kill it. It is so dead. It is so boring and unentertaining. Christ. Oh, fucking mighty. The ninjas just won't stop. Yeah. So let me talk about some AEW stuff. Just the stuff I saw, the big stuff. Some people hated the show. From what I heard, it sounded pretty good. A little sloppy. Like, some scary bumps and shit like that with Matt Hardy. Like, he cracked his fucking head and they let the match keep going. That's just, listen, I like AEW and I appreciate it, okay? They give their fans, for the most part, what they want. But, like, I'm always going to take safety over spots. Like, I'm old now, okay? Like, I'm an old guy. When Shane was on top of that cell, I was legit nervous. Like, oh, don't fall. Oh, don't, you're going to get hurt. Because, like, I'm old now, and, like, people can die, you know? Mick Foley can't walk. So, like, you know, people will always get hurt in wrestling. It's wrestling. Like, wrestling's crazy. But that's one thing I'll just never fault WWE for. Like, no, no, we can't do that. Or no, no, we can't do that. Or, like, limiting the insanity of certain wrestling types. You know what I'm saying? Like, just when you're doing that high-risk stuff, it's called high-risk for a reason. Some of those crazy spots. And, like, yes, it's nowhere near as cool, nowhere near as dramatic, nowhere near as fun when you do that, when they fall on these obvious giant crash pads. But, like, you know, I understand. That's why they put helmets in football and all this other stuff. And, like, you can't crush the quarterback. Like, yeah, it's not as cool, man. But, like, dude, people get brain damage, you know, and just I'll never get mad at that. And that's, I think, something AEW... Because AEW, I get the sense, is a little bit of the inmates running the asylum. Probably a lot of it. Where it's like, there is creative freedom, which is great. Great. Like, it helps the promos be so much better, and the storylines can make more sense. But you still need dad. You still need somebody to go, no, no, you're not jumping off this fucking roof. Or putting this guy in a body bag and throwing him on thumbtacks or whatever the fuck. Like, you still need that, like, no, 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 someone's going to get hurt. Because creative people will always push it to the limit. They'll always want to take it to that next level. And that's how people get hurt, you know? But yeah, from what I saw, it was a pretty solid show. Some people were hating on it. I don't know. I didn't watch everything. Moxley won, which I thought was the right call. Because he's a beast, man. I still love Moxley. Me and my co-host go back and forth on, like, is he as good as we thought he was or what? I don't know. I don't know, but I like the Mox, man. I like the Mox, man. Maximan. I don't know what else there is to talk about. I know WWE told everyone to get off Twitch and Cameo, which is a fucking dick move. It's a dick move. Like, I'm cool with that stuff, but, like, they're independent contractors. So, like, that makes it messy where it's like, independent contractor means I can do whatever the fuck I want. But when you work for WWE, you can't. What's his name? Andrew Wang or Wong or whatever. The third-party candidate guy wants to go after Vince because it's like, hey, man, you kind of have slaves here. What the fuck are you doing? Which they kind of sort of do. Like, I don't know. Here's the deal with WWE. There's, like, 12 people there just living their best life. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, you know, those guys. And then the rest of them are just fucking trying to survive. Not money-wise, but just, like, creatively and, like, everything else, you know? Like, all these other people just, you don't know what day you're going to show up and it'll be like, you're dancing, pal! Let me see that belly! So I worry about Keith Lee. Real nice moment, that Randy Orton-Keith Lee match, even though I didn't want to see it. Randy went for an RKO, and Keith Lee just fucking statued him. Just dead sandbagged him, just stood there. Randy couldn't move him. I like it. That's one of the things, though, too, like, that makes WWE a little generic. Like, if you're a big man, Vince wants you to work like a big man, and that's it. You know? Oh, it's the SRG boss. We'll see him tomorrow, kids. He wants you to work like a big man. When, like, Lee can do some amazing shit. And we haven't really seen it on Raw. He's, you know, big shoulder tackles. Because, like, you look at him, he's big fucking dude. That's what you would expect from him. But one of the things that makes him special is the crazy moves he can do. Strowman's got a little bit of that, too. Nothing like Lee, but we've seen Strowman kip up and shit. Same thing with little dudes. Once a little dude, you're the underdog. Yeah, you're the underdog. You gotta be the underdog. Everyone under fucking 5'10". You know, I don't know. But I do worry about Keith Lee a little bit. Because, like, if I was going to draw somebody that Vince would be like, I don't know, it'd be Keith Lee. Like, somebody who has a chance, but also has things, like, supposedly Vince wants to push him to the moon, but he wanted to push Fandango to the fucking moon, too. You know, thank God those guys are doing all right. Breezango, they're the fucking best. But, because, like, Lee's different, man. He talks different. He's unique. Like, he's big. He's got a big old belly, you know? Like, I do worry about him. I do worry about Vince being like, you're funny. I'm going to put you in a funny tag team. But he's great, and I think that guy will be champ, but I do worry. Cedric Alexander finally turned heel, joined the Hurt Business. Cool, I guess. I don't know. I've just tuned all that out. Like, I was into the Hurt Business, but just, I don't know. It's lost my attention. I thought there might have been a swerve with Ricochet. Ugh. I don't know, dude.
Swig a ass coffee for the working man.
That's it for today. Okay? This has been Breaking Kayfabe Radio, best wrestling podcast in the world. I'm your host at ChrisG573. Sound that runs a pound. Also known as SRG's Rock Newman. Next Wednesday, September 16th, you can catch me on the Bailey Making It Instagram Live doing a little stand-up. All right? I'll check you later. Forget about it. New York is dead ass, not dead. Fuck you.